the Iridium Network. How is it being used in business aircraft today? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Yesterday, we heard part one of a conversation between ANN's Jim Campbell and Brian Pemberton, Director of Product Management, Aeronautical and Marine Products for Iridium Communications, and got a primer about what the system is and what it can do. In today's second and concluding part, more about how business aircraft use the system today and where it's headed tomorrow.
If you would, walk me through what a typical business aircraft installation looks like from a standpoint of what kind of equipage, weight, capability, where it's utilized, and if you can, talk a little bit about the economics of it.
Okay. I'll take it as an example, a little larger business aviation aircraft that would fly the oceans. You most likely would see some sort of cockpit system installed. And a lot of them these days we see dual-channel voice and a single-channel data. So they've got sort of left seat, right seat voice capabilities for communications. And then the dedicated data channel would be for the ACARS or the basic positioning type applications. In the cabin, you might see a separate platform with a lot of PBX type functionality. Could be 2, 3, 4 voice lines depending on how big the cabin is. Typically, you'll have some sort of fax capability there, multiple phone lines for executives to use and VIPs to use. And now we're seeing more and more of using the technology for sort of a low-rate data capability to enable, like, BlackBerry communications also. So you're starting to see more and more advancement in the cabin, and the cockpit's fairly static with the either single-channel, dual-channel voice, and then the dedicated data.
Interesting stuff. How does that contrast with what you're seeing in the air transport side?
Air transport, and for the cockpit, a lot of the similar capabilities, left seat, right seat, dedicated data. We're seeing a little bit different in the cabin. Iridium isn't viewed as having the bandwidth necessary to support 200, 300, 500 passengers at a time, depending on what air.
Yet.
But we're still seeing quite a bit of use there as there's technological evolutions are taking place, and we're seeing more cabin crew applications develop, which Iridium is viewed as a low-cost opportunity to support those. And we're also seeing with EFBs really starting to take hold, is Iridium is sort of a real-time communications mechanism to enable certain applications for EFBs. So it's really a mixed bag of depending on what operator has what needs, but we are seeing more and more penetration into the cabin, not so much for the email and the Wi-Fi, while we're slowly migrating that direction with the delivery of Next in a few years, but nevertheless we are finding people to want to stretch our capabilities and use us more and more where possible.
We were just a few weeks ago in Orlando, Florida, at the convention center out there, the Helicopter Association International Convention. Talked to a number of your associates out there. We talked to the Blue Sky folks and a number of others who are using some very novel interpretations of the technology and some very interesting implementations to charter operators and transport, small transport groups and so forth to be able to track them without having to pester a pilot to find out where a caravan is at one point or another, or where a bell is at here and there. Really an interesting scenario there from the standpoint of the adaptability of the technology. Are we going to see more of that, and where does that go?
I believe the answer is to some extent, yes. I mean, we've got tremendous success in the rotorcraft market. I think we sort of revolutionized
it. Ubiquitous.
Yeah, I would say especially after Katrina, there was an acceleration, I think, of adoption of the technology and recognizing that there was an alternate to terrestrial sort of VHF communications. And it's once they were able to get this sort of global or ubiquitous communications on the aircraft, now they're finding more and more they can do with it and leverage it for enhanced capability. But really, I think the whole story in the rotorcraft market is enhanced situational awareness, not only for the pilots of the helicopters, but also for their dispatchers and operators they're working with on the ground to just coordinate all the activities that when they're coming and going. And I think in that alone has really allowed that industry to kind of move forward with safety and operational efficiencies.
With an upgraded satellite constellation coming, what does the future hold for Iridium users? More with Jim Campbell and Brian Pemberton in a moment. You are listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Piperjet.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. We're wrapping up a conversation between ANN's Jim Campbell and Iridium's Brian Pemberton.
As we wrap this up, I can't avoid, to me, the most exciting aspect of what Iridium is, and that is what Iridium will be. Being part of the XPRIZE community and knowing folks like Elon Musk and the SpaceX group and all, and knowing where you're going from here, let's pull out the Iridium crystal ball this time, and let's look forward a few years and the footprint that you're going to be casting on the aviation community as your satellite constellation gets augmented.
I think it's going to continue to grow. We are very excited about the capabilities that Iridium Next is going to provide us. Enhanced capabilities and capacity for number of users, types of services that we'll be able to provide. So one of the advantages that we look towards with our customers and partners today is typically when you see a replacement or an evolving telecommunications network coming along, that there's a hardware or something involved in migrating from one technology to the next. When Next is deployed, all of the current equipment will be, the satellites will be backwards compatible, so no one will be left behind. Everyone will be carried forward. And then we're looking for, through software approaches, to be able to upgrade the equipment and the investment that people have made today to take advantage of some of the services that Next will deliver. And I think that really provides us a really strong opportunity with our partners to really make some real inroads into aviation, all segments of the aviation market, that people can really make very, very powerful investments and experience a tremendous return on their investment through the deployment of Next and the operation of that for the years to come.
It sounds like an exciting future. You're partnering with some great folks. I'm particularly pleased with your choice of launch vendor for a number of these programs. It is one of the more intriguing stories in aviation and in aerospace to see what it was hoped to be, what it's turned into, and how bright the future is for Iridium now, especially since, to a certain extent, even where you're at right now, you're not nearly as tapped as you should be.
Very true. I mean, we've got a lot of potential and upside ahead of us. In many ways, we truly are the phoenix, sort of returned from the ashes. But we have to give a lot of credit to our partners. They're tremendous. We've got about 25 or so partners in the aviation community, and it's through their ingenuity and their drive, and really, in many cases, their vision that they've made us so successful, and we continue to support them as best we can and to, because their success is our success, and we do work very well together.
And one of the things I'm pleased to note, and a lot of the folks that I've talked to at Iridium from Matt on down, there's a real respect and love for aviation for a lot of you folks. So, yay. It's nice to know you're on our side.
Very true. From our CEO, who's a pilot himself and has his own aircraft and loves to fly through the organization, there is a real attention and recognition of the market, of the uniqueness of the market, some of its requirements, but a real passion to serve the market, whether it's through the safety services side or just realizing the benefits that we can bring to this community. And I think, every market that we go to serve or every segment of the market and we see the success there, that it becomes more exciting to us to be rewarded by that.
Well, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to come all the way out here to snowy Reno, Nevada. Hope you enjoyed the trip. Hope you enjoy the trip back. But thanks so much for spending time with the Aero News and Aero TV audience to bring us up to date on all things Iridium. And we sure look forward to spending more time with you in the future.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Brian Pemberton is the Director of Product Management, Aeronautical and Marine Products for Iridium Communications. Find out more about the company at iridium.com. Jim Campbell is ANN's founder, CEO, and editor-in-chief. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.